Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, on December 4th, 2015. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles. And we also want to give our deepest sympathies to those that recently experienced tragedy in San Bernardino. Here in California have been witnesses to many tragedies back east, but it has been coming towards us, and now we have our own tragedy, and we're just praying for those that have lost loved ones and those that have been injured. We have our own South Bay resident that was injured in that that terrible event, a graduate of Redondo Union High School. So we're very sad about that, and we hope that people are finding healing. We live in a wonderful place here in the South Bay, and I'm your host, Joe Terry.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit the website at manhattanbeachchamber.com or call 310-545-5313.
You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose, that's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well this morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm great, and Jackie, I think you first came up with the idea that, you know, when something like this happens, we can't just sit by and imagine or pretend that it didn't happen. We have to say something.
Yeah.
And it is not a hard news show, but it is something that affects all of us.
But more importantly is that you can't just stop what you're doing.
Right.
You know, otherwise the terrorists win.
Right.
You know, they stop our way of life. So you got to keep on keeping on. And that's what everybody has told us, you know, since 9/11. So,
right.
Yeah.
There we go. And you know, we're in the holiday season. It's going to be a wonderful season.
We are in the holiday season. All right. We are in it. Yeah.
My daughter went to the Hermosa Beach Pier tree lighting last night. Of course, El Segundo had a tree lighting last night. I mean, there's tree lightings, and there's going to be a menorah lighting on Sunday. I mean, it's lots
and
of stuff going
Riviera on. Village had their stroll last night. That's where I was.
Right. it's really exciting and wonderful. And Jackie, this is a really good holiday season. You know, payrolls are up across the country. I mean, people are they? People are getting back to work. We have a 7-year steady, it's 5% unemployment rate, 7-year sort of steady state on unemployment. This is quite an achievement. And retailers are experiencing record sales.
Well, that's good to hear.
This is great. This is fantastic. Yeah. You know, I don't follow, you know, business news that closely, but things are good. And we're going to be talking to some experts in that area. And also, we're going to be talking about a great holiday party coming up, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Who are our guests today?
Our guests this morning are Valerie James from Manhattan Village Shopping Center and Kim Ruggles of Kim Ruggles Events. And we're going to discuss the 2015 Manhattan Beach Chamber Holiday Mixer. Now, Kim Ruggles began her professional career at the American Diabetes Association, where she planned walks, cycling events, various galas, and an annual golf tournament. After her time there, Kim worked at the Beverly Hills Chamber of Commerce as the program and event manager, where she planned networking mixers, award shows, the mayoral State of the City address, product launches, and seminars. It was her time with the chamber that cemented Kim's desire to help companies large and small provide a branding experience to engage customers and grow their business. Kim founded her company in 2009 to follow her passion for creating extraordinary events and experiences. In 2013, Kim expanded her offerings to incorporate entertainment events, including wrap parties, premieres, and red carpet events. Now, Valerie James is the marketing and specialty leasing manager at Manhattan Village Shopping Center in Manhattan Beach. Her professional background in marketing is all-encompassing and includes marketing strategy, events and promotions, creative development, branding, public relations, digital web, and social media marketing. She is also actively involved in the mall leasing and redevelopment. She has marketed regional shopping centers for General Growth Properties, CB&L Associates, and Jones Lang LaSalle, including Oakbrook Center in Oakbrook, Illinois, and Ford City Mall in Chicago. So anyway, Joe, the Manhattan Beach Chamber Holiday Mixer Party is going to be held at Veranda's Beach House on Tuesday, December 8th from 6 to 9 p.m., and our guests are going to give us the inside scoop as to what attendees can expect. Valerie, Kim, welcome to the program. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us, and it's wonderful you're with us, both of you, because, you know, with all of the serious stuff that's going on, and of course, with the struggles that just small businesses have every single day, it's really important to celebrate these times. And the Manhattan Beach Chamber has been doing this for quite a while. I just want to know, Kim, let me start with you. How long have you been with the Manhattan Beach Chamber?
I'm about 3.5 years now that
okay.
I've joined. Yes.
Excellent, excellent. Have you attended one of these events before during the holidays?
Yes, I did attend last year's event, and it was fantastic. It's at a beautiful location, Veranda's.
Oh my goodness, yes, that's one of my favorite locations in the South Bay. It's an amazing place, and that location has been a sort of a destination for many years through all of its transitions. Love that location. And Valerie, how long have you been member of the chamber?
Well, Manhattan Village has been a member probably since its inception, but I've been with them for 4 years. I'm going on 4 years, so
4 years, of course.
Close to Kim, yeah. I've been to every holiday party that they've had since I've been here, and they're awesome. They're great time and meet a lot of people, and we always have a little goodie that we give as a sponsor when you leave. So you go home with a little Manhattan Village $10 gift card. So it's just fun all around. We always meet different people, so definitely enjoy that event.
Yeah, and could you talk a little bit, Valerie, about the importance of marking these times? I mean, as a community of business owners. Many meetings throughout the year have a specific focus, they have specific speakers and so forth, but the holiday mixer is more about celebrating the community of businesses, sort of networking, of course, but can you talk a little bit about that and how that in and of itself is a specific theme?
Well, it's interesting that you say that because last year, or no, actually, it was actually the year before, we always go and I always meet so many new people, but last year I actually met people that were new to the chamber who, I think this event helps to bring people on and make them feel more like less than they're working, that they're working, and more like they're actually meeting people and getting out in the community to let people know, you know, that they are part of the community versus come and help, you know, build my business. It's really more of a community gathering where you feel at home with meeting people versus business and business to business. That's what I really like about this event.
Right, right. That's amazing. And Kim,
did you go last year, Joe?
No, I didn't go last
year. Yeah,
I went.
I went last year. Yeah, I didn't think I saw you there.
No, and what did you think last year? You know, what was the feeling there, Jackie? What was the feeling?
Valerie was just saying, it's holiday, it's celebration. Everybody's merry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not your standard mixer. Mixers
mm-hmm.
are more like, you know, get the business card out, and this is what
right.
I do, and blah blah blah. Whereas this is like, you know, how have your holidays been so far? Did you have a great Thanksgiving? You know, so you're talking about, you're interacting on topics other than business. It's personal, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Business,
mm-hmm.
building relationships. Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And Kim, that's really, you know, in so many different areas of business, they talk about building relationships, whether it's customer service or building relationships with employees or between employees. How can this help the typical small business person, and why should they come to this event, Kim?
Well, I'm going to go back a little bit. There's all the social media out there, and everybody's trying to market to everybody via online, but you can never beat face-to-face. Meeting people, talking to them, getting to know them
mm-hmm.
is the best way to grow a relationship to eventually then grow your business. And going to these networking events, and especially this one because it is a bit more social and personal, you get to know people a little bit more rather than here's my business card and go on to the next person. So I think it's something that does help the new chamber members, as Valerie discussed from last year's event. And I actually met a new chamber member last year as well, and we had a great time. But I think it's crucial for people to get face-to-face and talk, learn about each other's business, become referral sources,
mm-hmm.
and meet again in the new year.
I know it must, Kim, in your line of work as an event planner, it must be very important. Not, you know, all the 17 things that you have to get right, the food and the decorations and the music and the lighting, and there's a number of things you have to get right for an event just to be okay. But the next thing you have to get right is you have to have a purpose for people to be there, kind of a flow of events so that people kind of know what's going on. I mean, that's true at every event, right, Kim?
Oh, absolutely. And you can have a timeline and have things that are going to happen at this time, but really you kind of need to see the crowd, and then you can make some game time decisions on, okay, now let's start the next course, or now let's start the program and people are starting to calm down.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, you can have that timeline, but sometimes you just need to see the crowd and how they're reacting to then proceed throughout the event.
Do you have a schedule or a list of agenda items for this event?
We're actually trying to keep it a little bit loose and allowing people to just mingle throughout the event.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a few activities that we are putting throughout the venue so that it'll have a nice flow and people can come and go and doing different activities. This sounds kind of not childish, but slightly. Mm-hmm. We are going to be doing an ornament decorating station. Now, this is something I've seen at other events, and I know it sounds like a kid's activity, but it's quite surprising to see how much fun adults have at decorating an ornament.
Yeah.
I can totally agree with that.
Yeah, I've been to plenty of friends' house parties at the holidays. I've gone to plenty of things where they do ornament decorating. That's fun. People enjoy that.
Yeah, we had a cookie decorating event the other day, and I was like, man, I wish I could do that. All the kids looked like they were having so much fun. So I can see how adults would enjoy something like that, for sure.
Yeah, I'm tired of the kids having all the fun.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm tired. It's time for the adults to have the fun.
I think there's room for some new ideas for people to get out of their comfort zone and really to communicate when you have people, you know, it's almost like when you're decorating an ornament, you can't hide. You have to show your true sort of, your true colors, your true state of mind, don't you think?
Well, your
creativity
sure comes out.
Exactly.
This is fun. This is exciting, of course. Can you talk a little bit, Kim, about the location? I know as most event planners, you've probably been there like, 10 times in the last 4 days. But tell us about Verandah's Beach House.
Okay. Well, Verandah's, when I grew up here, or actually when I was a child here, my parents loved to come here, and it was a restaurant that then turned into this event space.
Right.
It's got outdoor and indoor multi-level house, and it's beautiful inside and outside. They do hold a lot of weddings there. It's perfect to have the ceremony outside, the reception inside. For this event, we're primarily keeping a lot of it on the second floor because it has just a beautiful view, a lot of windows, lounge furniture. We're going to have music, dancing, should Valerie want to kick it up. And, it's a beautiful venue, and it's near the beach, of course, so that makes it even better.
It used to be Orville and Wilbur's.
Right.
Many years ago, yes.
Orville and Wilbur's. Actually, that was the very first place I ever had dinner in the South Bay, period. I got off the freeway, I went to Orville and Wilbur's and had a meal with my then prospective boss, and then that was the first event ever.
You want to know something funny, Joe? It was the first place I ever went to in the South Bay.
Oh God, that's
it was a bar. We went and hung out at the bar. We didn't eat there. We were hanging out at the bar.
Right.
Yeah. For some reason, it was always kind of the first stop for people.
It was.
I guess because it was right on Rosecrans, right?
It was right on Rosecrans. It was like, the directions were simple and easy for someone who'd never been to the South Bay. Where do we meet? Well, Poncho's or Orville and Wilbur's. They're right across the way from each other. The gateway to the South Bay.
To the South Bay. There you go.
When we talk about Verandah's Beach House, of course, you can't talk about Verandah's Beach House without talking about the New York Food Company, NYFC. That is their kind of home facility. That's how how do they describe it, Jackie?
It's one of their venues. They have
one of their venues. Right.
They have La Venta up on the hill.
Venta Inn, yes.
Venta Inn up on the hill and Verandah's.
Yes.
Down at the beach. They got the whole South Bay covered.
And the food is amazing. I let's talk, Valerie, you were at the event and have been at the events for the last several years, last 4 years or so. Talk about the food.
Well, last year, if I recall, it wasn't a sit-down meal. It was little bites.
Right.
But I've been to Verandah's for several different events, and they do have delicious food. I mean, I remember we used to go to the Manhattan Beach Coordinating Council. Actually, we still do, but Liz has taken over that side of it. And I just used to love that luncheon because the food was so delicious.
I don't know of many catering companies that actually manage or own their own venues. And I think there's something special about that because the staff becomes so comfortable with this venue. I mean, this is their home. This is not some place that they just sort of, the first time they've seen it was an hour ago. I mean, they know everything. They've mm-hmm. cleaned it. They know.
They don't pull up in a van and take pants of food. Yeah.
Yeah. They know everything about the venue. They feel comfortable there. They feel comfortable handling guests' requirements and answering questions and so forth. So it really feels like home, and I think that translates to a more successful event. I do.
Do you remember when we had the people from the New York Food Company on the show a couple of months ago?
Yeah.
You asked him a question, something like, I can't remember what the question was, but he said, our answer is always yes.
Right.
Remember that? Can you do this? Can you do that? What about this? When it comes to all the different things they can do. And they said, no, our answer is always yes. We make it happen.
Right.
Yeah.
It makes you feel like home. I mean, I just the atmosphere there is like that. I mean, aside from the food, all of it just together is a great venue. So,
Right. When you have a great venue like this, you have great history. The Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce has had an amazing year. We've had the privilege of being sponsored on Fridays by the Manhattan Beach Chamber for how long, Jackie?
It will be, it's 2.5 years. It'll be 3 years in July.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a while, and this has been a fantastic year for Manhattan Beach in general and the chamber in particular. There's so many great things that have happened this year with the Urban Land Institute study and so forth. So many really wonderful things. Kim, can we talk a little bit about sort of the overall arching, economy and kind of the environment, business environment? How are you doing in the event planning business? Are you seeing more business? Are people more willing to spend on events these days?
Well, people are willing to spend, it's now an old term. They need to see the return on their investment, their ROI. You can't just spend money on food and beverage and entertainment. It needs to meet a purpose. The food maybe needs to now become more of the entertainment. So you're having interactive food stations.
Mm-hmm.
Your entertainment may be a team building exercise rather than a singer on stage, or maybe they're getting people to come up and sing with them. But it's everything needs to have a purpose to it. But I have actually read some industry magazines that have said that events are starting to come back because events did take a big hit during the recession, and people are spending more. But yes, it has to meet a purpose. There has to be a certain function and a reason to have the event.
Right.
And to add to that, the experience, especially at our shopping center and most shopping centers these days, it is all about the experience. And event planners, events, the food, the drink, the different activities, that's what brings that energy to whatever you're doing, whether it be shopping or an event for the chamber. So I see that being big and just only getting larger as the time goes on, because it's all about the experience.
Valerie, I have to say, one of the big events in my memory as regards the Manhattan Village Mall and the Manhattan Village Shopping Center is the acquisition of one of the most beautiful Apple stores in the world. I mean, Apple has some beautiful stores around the world. The one below the Louvre, or right next to the Louvre, New York. London is amazing. Tokyo. Apple has some amazing stores around the world.
Right.
And this one at the Manhattan Village Mall is absolutely beautiful, and for a different reason than the typical. You see people sitting around. You see families sitting around. You see children playing in the fountain. I mean, there's something about the life that happens right in front of the Apple store. My wife and I were just there recently. She was buying a gift for her Bunko group, and wow, what a scene!
Right, and that's again part of the atmosphere that we provide. I think as a shopping center, we are a little more low key, and people enjoy that about our atmosphere here. And so our Apple, even though our Apple is still very busy, I think there's this comfort level at our Apple store, and it's a beautiful store, and our center court has been redone, and so that just adds to that ambiance when you come here and enter that center court area and see the fountain and see the Apple, and then you can sit and just enjoy and relax, and again, that experience.
I'm sorry. I just have to, just a little note on this. You know, I had a really good relationship with the manager of the Apple store when it was down at the end of the mall, closer to Islands.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember him saying, you know, Joe, we're having discussions. You know, we're looking maybe to move. We're looking for some more space. We're not sure that this mall is the right mall for us. Somehow, some way, you guys, you know, accommodated them. They thought about where they could be in the mall rather than going to a different place, right? And they landed, and now I know for a fact, not just from the local managers, but from Apple Corporate, they actually have reports on their various malls. This is one of the most successful stores, and we're talking ROI. We're talking ROI here. This is one of their most successful stores, period, per square foot in the world.
Right.
What's going on?
Well, and I do also think, well, the location, location. We are the only Apple store right now in the South Bay. So if you think about it, the only other location you can go to is either Santa Monica, I mean, that would, and that's if you want to drive there, or possibly Cerritos. But I mean, if you're in this area, this is where you're. Yeah, this is where you're going. So I know, and I think Apple would probably consider even another location in the South Bay. But right now, this is where they are, and they're here for quite some time. So so yeah, I think that's why they do so well here. And then of course, I think retailers in general love the Manhattan Beach name, location. So I think that was another reason, and not to mention, you know, we were able to accommodate them and give them this awesome location in Center Court. Now they're front and center. They're like another anchor for us. So
They are.
We know that everybody that lives in the South Bay, our goal in life is to never have to get on a freeway.
Right.
Everybody understands that, right? That's our goal in life, never have to get on a freeway.
Right.
I actually had to, and I had to go to the Apple store in Century City because I was going to be going out of town, and I couldn't get an appointment here. So I was like one of those people who had to get on the freeway and get out of here. And so, yeah, it's definitely a pain in the neck, and
that's
just
a tragedy.
Convenient to
that's
have
a
them
tragedy.
There.
Yeah. That's tragic that you had to do that. That's terrible.
My old friend Dallas Yost, many people remember Dallas Yost from Hermosa. He was the first one ever to say to me, is there life east of Pacific Coast Highway?
When you live in the South Bay, I don't know.
We are so lucky, yes, with...
I'm sorry, I was thinking of that take after Stein... not Steinbeck. Who's the guy that did that cartoon for The New Yorker? You know the one I'm talking about, right? It's like New York, and then everything beyond it is just like the desert.
Yes.
Yeah, anyway, indeed. I was just having a vision.
Yes. And that's how I was introduced to the South Bay by Dallas, and the beauties and the wonderful nature of not having to drive very far anywhere or ride your bike or walk, you know. When you think about the holiday party that's coming up, it's coming up this Tuesday. It's going to be 6 to 9. Are there any, Kim, do you have any tips for people? Should they get there early? What should they, what's the dress code? Things like that.
Well, thankfully, we're not doing an ugly sweater party, so please don't bring that.
I'm
joking. You can if you want.
Right.
But I think most people will be either dressed up business casual, and if the ladies want to wear a cocktail dress, they're more than welcome to. So just normal South Bay business wear.
Okay.
Just not flip-flops and board shorts, please.
Okay.
It's beach chic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beach chic.
And that's good. You know, some for those for whom board shorts are boardroom attire, they need to know that's not appropriate, and that's good. That's very good.
And we need to take a station break.
We do, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the South Bay Show, and we are currently talking about the Manhattan Beach Chamber Holiday Party. It's going to be an amazing party this Tuesday, December 8th, from 6 to 9 p.m. And I believe members, it's like 30, 35?
30 for members, 40 for non-members.
30 for members, 40 for non-members. Everyone is welcome. And the venue, if you have not been to this venue in the last few years or the last 6 months, really, it's really worth going just to see what they've done with Veranda's Beach House. It's amazing, amazing, amazing. If you're scouting venues for an upcoming wedding or something like that, you definitely have to see this place. We're going to take a station break. I'd love to have anyone who wants to have a comment or question, please give us a call at 714-242-5. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. And we're not doing our conversation will continue with Kim Ruggles and Valerie James. Kim, when you think about this event, but in the context of other holiday events, what would you say to people that are thinking, I want to have a holiday party? What are some of the things that I should be thinking about? Can you give us some pointers about that?
Well, first thing, and this is actually, I'm glad you're asking this, because so many people underestimate the cost of putting on an event.
Mm-hmm.
So first things first, everybody loves food and beverage. Mm-hmm. And definitely in the South Bay, we like our booze mm-hmm. and good food. So it's good to estimate probably $10 to $15 per person on beverage, and then however much more you would like to spend on food, anywhere from $10 up to $50 should you want, would be fantastic. Also, don't forget the holidays. Everybody needs to be very nice and giving to the servers, the staff that are providing the food and the beverages through tips. Of course, you have to pay our government taxes. So this actually adds up to a lot just with food and beverage. Having it at a nice venue that's already decorated, such as Veranda's, because they actually already do a very nice job at doing their holiday decor, helps on reducing the cost. So if you have it somewhere nice, it could be at a house or wherever that is already decorated, is fantastic. Entertainment. I can give you the cheap forms of it, though my entertainment friends will probably call me immediately and email me saying no, no, no. But you could do very simple forms of just having some background music, or you can pick it up and do a DJ, or you can go into live music and entertainment. Most costs can go from pretty cheap to very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
The next stuff that you could, if you have it at a ballroom or something like that, then you would want to add in rental equipment or lighting to create some more ambiance. But it doesn't need to get too complicated for a holiday party. Everybody just wants to be around each other. They want to be with their friends and their family and just have a nice time.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Kim, I have a question. I just found it curious that the chamber would hire an event planner. Do they do that all the time? Do they hire event planners for all of their events?
Not necessarily. I do work with some other chambers, but currently their event planners on maternity leave, so they need a little help.
Mm. Oh, okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We are, it's a small community. Everybody knows each other that it has been in business for some time. And, of course, you know, there's that Jackie and I have an 80-20 rule, right?
Yep.
80% of the people, you can run this either way, but let's say 80% of the business owners in the South Bay just keep to themselves. 20% are at every event, every important event. You see the same sort of 80-20 sort of...
The movers and the shakers.
The movers people and the shakers.
People that are making things happen, the old 80-20 rule, absolutely.
Right. So when you think about that, do you see at many of your events, do you see a lot of the same groups of people? There's the politicians, there's the utilities people, that is the, you know, the Chevrons and the waste managements and those people, and then you see the downtown business people, the Manhattan North. What's
North End? I don't know
End.
What they call it now. I'm confused.
call it El Porto.
El Porto.
Yeah, El Porto. Thank you. Thank you. Upper Manhattan.
Right.
Yeah.
You see those people. Do you get that same sense, Kim, at some of your events?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I think that goes pretty much, 80-20 rule goes almost everywhere, I feel, all throughout the world. But, it's that 20% of the population that provides 80% of the revenue, probably.
Mm-hmm.
But they get it. They understand what the chamber can do. Mm-hmm. The chamber provides the tools. These 20% of the people know how to use those tools to help grow their business and build a great community.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, though, that for me, when I first moved out here, it was those 20% that really gave me the comfort, because you always see them, and you always, you know, when you're new somewhere, it is sort of a comfort level. Like, I don't know if any of you, I'm sure all of you know Joanne Gallen. She's somebody who you see everywhere, and you know, she really helps to bring in those new faces. And so even though that 80-20 rule exists, I think people like her really do help to bring in a lot of new faces and introduce you to new people. And that's what I love about this community, is
there
that you really do feel comfortable. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are a couple of those people in every community. Kelly Stroman in Manhattan Beach, Joanne Galen. There are a couple of people in every community that literally they're there with open arms. They bring these new people in, and they make them a part of it.
Right.
They have that. They have a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, that's what we're talking about. It's going to be a great a venue for meeting old friends, or if you're new to the community, if you're looking for a home chamber, the Manhattan Beach Chamber. They have really done a great job in delivering services to their members is really what I'm talking about. We mentioned ROI earlier in the context of events have to have a purpose and a focus, but it's also chambers have to have a purpose and a focus. And we've been very pleased with what the chamber's been doing this year in focusing on member services. I think they really have focused on member services. We are nearing the midpoint of the show. Should we talk about what's coming up in the future?
There's something I want to talk about.
Sure.
Valerie,
yes.
Can you give us an update on the Manhattan Village Shopping Center and what's going on?
Yeah, we are actually busy time for me, especially with holiday and the redevelopment planning. We have our team on board who is working with all of the architects and the environmental graphics folks and anybody else who's operational that I don't really understand. But we're starting to see the new plans, and we really hope to be able to share them first thing in the new year, because they're really coming together very nicely. And I wish I could share them earlier than later. But we just need everything final before we make any big announcements. And so all good things moving down the wire, but just nothing to announce yet.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we might get a scoop or something today.
No, unfortunately.
Go ahead.
No, I would say we're very close. It's just a matter of time until everything is finalized, and we just don't want to announce anything prematurely, and that's where we are today. And so my guess is that early in the first quarter next year, in 2016 will be the big announcement and to reveal the plans, and I can say that in 2016 the interior mall redevelopment will take place, but that's all I can really share. 2017 I don't really have the schedule for the exterior yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you know Joe and I have talked this topic for many, many shows about all of the redevelopment going on in the South Bay, the greater South Bay area. And it's so exciting, places, 30 years, 40 years for a shopping center is a long time, and we've seen the redevelopment at Del Amo, we're all keeping our fingers crossed that the CenterCal thing gets going, the AES plant, the new point. you know, Plaza El Segundo, you know, these things, everything needs to be updated every so often, and we're all for that.
Right.
I know there's some people out there that just don't like change.
And the one that almost boggles the mind, there is some talk of potentially residential going in at the Galleria.
I heard that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, if you don't change, you're stagnant. You know, I mean, you have to change. Otherwise, you're like a stagnant.
Yeah, it's very
pond.
Yeah. It's very smart of them to be looking outside the box, because you have Del Amo, who's this monster of a shopping center, and you know they have done a great job of redeveloping and pulling in some of those luxury and high-end brands. And so South Bay Galleria, they're very smart to be looking at, okay, where now do we make our mark? So, I mean, I commend them for doing that, because they're still progressing despite this new development all around them. And so, I think that's awesome.
Yeah. It's big stuff. It's big stuff.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It's exciting.
Historical.
Everything. And we were sort of, the Manhattan Village was sort of wanting to start this 7 years ago. This is when, or maybe eight now. I guess this whole year has gone by, so it's 8 years now, when our redevelopment talks and plans started. And so now 2015, 2016, it seems like we're going to be the tail end of the developments happening in the South End, in the South Bay, I mean. And so, but I have to say, there is this part of me that's sort of happy we waited, because it's kind of good to see what, you know, Del Amo's become, what the Point is, and it's giving us an opportunity to maybe see what's still missing. And that, I think, is exciting for us.
Very crafty of you. Very,
yes.
Very,
it's downright diabolical.
Strategic, yeah.
Right. I don't think it was planned that way. I mean, we would have liked to start earlier, but because of the circumstance, it actually puts us in a good position to be able to see, you know, okay, what is missing in the South Bay? What can we do that the others haven't? So.
Right.
Now, I mentioned earlier in the show that last night I was down at the Riviera Village Holiday Stroll, and I always make a point of stopping and talking to all the many of the business owners, and I was asking them last night, you know, how has your year been? How is business? And across the board, they were all very, very satisfied. They're saying things have picked up tremendously, and the business community is stronger than it's been in a while. Valerie, is that the case at the shopping center?
Yes, absolutely. I would say that, you know, just depending on the category, the retail category, you're up between 3% to 20%. And I also see it on the leasing side, because I do the specialty leasing here. There was a time when you were having to knock on doors to get somebody to come to the shopping center and you know, have a cart or do a kiosk or fill a vacant space. Today, we have so many people who are interested, and we just don't have any more space left. So it's like you can tell that the economy is picked up and people are willing to invest and be creative, and it's actually a very exciting time for us.
That's a good problem to have.
Yes, it
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
It's wonderful to see. We are at a crossroads in, you know, for me, at being a political junkie, this is kind of the starting gun, right, that's going to be going off January 1st or whatever. It's going to be loud. It's going to be, I think Obama spent $1 billion last election. It was the most expensive presidential election in history. The next one will be bigger.
You know what? I'm already tired of it.
Yeah.
I'm already over it. Have the election tomorrow, please. I'm already over it.
Well, it's and you know, it comes in threes. So they say, or my mom used to say, it always comes in threes. It's not just the presidential election, one of the most contentious in history, because of course Obama can't run. So even though he is a relatively popular president, if he were running, he might win, but he can't run. The Olympics, 2016, the Olympics in Rio, it's going to be a huge year. When you look forward, are you planning for these things? Does the mall project like a year in advance what they're going to do, what's going on in terms of the macro economy, or that doesn't really
We really do it more on a local level versus national, I'd say. We focus, and I think especially at this shopping center. Maybe if we were at a different shopping center like a Grove, you might do that. But for us, I think we pay more attention to what's going on in the community. And and for us right now, the big thing is the redevelopment. So that has been a major focus. Aside from focusing on our retailers who we currently have, but the redevelopment has been our focus, and just making Manhattan Beach and the South Bay a better place. So that's what our focus has been.
Okay,
we got to get back on track here. I want to hear about the party. Kim, you got to give us details. Give me a sneak preview of the menu if you have it.
Well, we're going to have some tray passed appetizers. I got to pull that up, the menu up. I know we're having an antipasto, a food station, dessert station, coffee, wine, beer, and liquor. Hold on.
That's the nice thing about this party is that $30 gets you food and drink, as opposed to a no-host bar. You know, most mixers, you know, they'll provide appetizers, but it'll be a no-host bar. This one, your $30 gets you all the food and booze you can eat and drink.
All inclusive.
Oh no! I'm sorry. I want to make certain that we're clear. It's not. We are still working on some donated wine, but we actually cannot get all of the alcohol donated. So there is some cash.
Yeah, no, beer and wine, right? I mean, the hard stuff, yeah, you generally pay for, but beer and wine is nice.
Right.
Yeah.
We're going to have some shrimp cocktail, mushroom appetizer, chicken skewers, some ginger carrot soup shooters, topped with a crostini bite, and then dessert.
I've had those. Those are good.
Good.
The carrot shooter with the crostini, those are really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are making me hungry. I haven't had breakfast
Fantastic.
Yet.
Yes. Fantastic. Oh boy.
And what are they having? A DJ or live music? What's the entertainment?
We're gonna have Box DJ spinning it, I think everybody in the South Bay knows Box DJ, Casey Campbell's company. They're fantastic. And they'll be playing some music upstairs. They'll have the dance floor out so we can see Valerie dance.
Did you dance last year, Valerie?
I don't remember. Maybe. I mean, I'm sure I had in the past. I'm not sure if it was last year.
She doesn't remember. That was.
I'm the dancing queen these days.
Fantastic. Wonderful. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. The price is certainly right. There just aren't that many high-quality networking opportunities with the numbers of people and the quality is 80-20 rule. There are a lot of, really great contacts are going to be there depending on your business and depending on what you do. So...
Kim, I have a question for you. Does Verandas, do you pay a separate fee to rent the space and then the food on top, or because you're using their food, you don't have to pay to rent the space? I'm just curious.
Well, actually, Verandas is incredibly generous and is donating.
Nice.
We're not having to pay, which is fantastic. Normally, venues, when it comes to doing an event, if you reach a food and beverage minimum spend, then you don't have to pay for the venue.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. You want to give a shout-out to any sponsors?
Box DJs, Verandas, Manhattan Beach Village Mall are all fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. We're so excited to have both of you here with us. And we'd like to know, Valerie, do you want to highlight any events that are going on at the Manhattan Village Shopping Center?
Well, the majority of our big event, our parade, was last weekend, Black Friday weekend. That's over. But we have Hanukkah is starting Sunday, so we'll have our menorah lighting on the 9th, Wednesday the 9th, from 4 to 6. So that's exciting. That's always a fun event. And that's with the Jewish Community Center. And then we have our Neptunian's gift wrap station is starting this weekend. So if you've got all your gifts from Black Friday ready to go, they will be available in front of the Loft store to be able to wrap them. And all of the proceeds go to local I believe it's scholarships this year. And then we have the Sandpiper's Sugar Plum Tree in front of Pottery Barn Kids. And they are here through the 9th of December. So go ahead and get your ornament so you can donate to a child in need. And then trying to think of what else we have going on. Santa, of course. Santa's here.
Tell me about the sugar plum tree. For those people that don't understand what it is, can you explain what that is?
Yeah, so there's ornaments with a child's name and a gift that they would like on the back of the ornament. And so you go, you grab the ornament, and then you can shop and get that a gift for the child, and the Sandpipers will collect the gifts and deliver them to those kids. It's in foster homes.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Joe, she mentioned your favorite, the Neptunians.
The Neptunian women.
I love them.
I wanted to highlight them. Yeah, what a great, amazing service.
Group of
and
them,
it's always with a smile, service with a smile, and some really creative gift wrapping. I mean, if you want to wrap a gift for that special someone, let the Neptunian women do it, and they do a fabulous job.
And for a good cause, too.
And for a good cause. It's
win-win-win.
Yes.
Right. Win. It's win-win-win-win. I'm a terrible rapper. I'm the worst rapper in the world. So it's a win for the person that doesn't have to rap.
Right.
It's a win for the Neptunians. It's a win for their charities. Yeah. And it's a win for the person getting the gift.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. The person
win-win-win-win.
They're going to know it was wrapped with love.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, well, the only other promotion I think that I did fail to mention, we're doing a give a gift card, get a gift promotion. So if you purchase a gift card of $50 or more, you get a gift from us. Any gift card purchases over $200, we actually give you a $15 reward that you can use at a later date. So,
$10. Is that any gift? Is it the mall gift card?
But you can use the mall gift card anywhere in the mall. So
Explain that, Valerie. How does that work, just briefly? You buy the mall gift card where? Where do you buy it?
At the concierge desk, right outside of Macy's Men and Home.
Right. And it can be from what denomination up? I know, but what's
from
the bottom?
From 5 to 500.
$5.
$5. To $500. Yeah.
Okay, so it's inexpensive to get in to start. Okay, and what does you say anything? But does it apply for food? What does it apply for?
Yeah, you can use it anywhere in the shopping center. So food, any of our retailers, Apple Store,
the Apple
Fry,
Store,
Ralph, anywhere from Marine to Rosecrans, with the exception of the Tin Roof. That building is not actually part of the mall, but gift card is not under that umbrella. But but everywhere else in the shopping center, you can use the gift card. And actually, go ahead.
No, well, I'm sorry. I will just say this. I have to say, Valerie, this is really something that should be highlighted more, because that's kind of an amazing thing that you could spend $10 or $15 two or three or four times, and you have four amazing gifts because that person can find something at the Manhattan Village Mall that they really, really love.
And right, I think you're going to be the easiest person to shop for this year, Joe.
they're great gifts for teachers, you know, friends. I mean, even if you have, you know, just that teenager who doesn't know what they want, and, you know, well, now you give them a gift card, they can use it wherever they want. And actually, going back to the door prize that we're going to be handing out, it will include a $10 gift card for people to use at the shopping center.
Wow.
During at the event
now you know.
On Tuesday.
Right? Now you know. Now you know, Joe. We gotta wrap this up. Let's get some contact information.
Right. Kim, let's start with you because we know where Valerie lives. Kim, how do we get in touch with Kim Ruggle Events?
Either phone at 310-529-4258 or email, and it's a long one. It's kim@kimrugglesevents.com.
Website?
Website is kimrugglesevents.com.
Okay.
That's easy.
Yes.
Yes.
And Valerie, how about the Manhattan Village Shopping Center? How do we find it?
Well, you can find it on the corner of Rosecrans and Sepulveda. And it's not too hard to miss, but Fry's is right on the corner. Actually, Fry's is also part of Manhattan Village, and then you have Macy's all the way to the Chili's and Olive Garden. So anywhere between Marine and Rosecrans on Sepulveda, that's where the shopping center is located. And our concierge number is 310-546-5555. And so if you have any questions about Santa or any of the gift card promotions that we're doing, or if you receive a gift card and don't know how to use it, our concierge staff can help. They're very helpful. And then if you wanted to reach me, you could reach me at the management office at 310-426-6313. And our website is shopmanhattanvillage.com.
Wow. Shop.
There you go, Joe. Not only can you use that mole card for the Apple Store, you can use it for Fry's.
Can you?
Yeah.
You're in heaven.
Yeah, you can.
You're in heaven, aren't you?
The mole card, gift card, applies at Fry's Electronics.
Yes, it does.
Okay. I'm officially blown away.
Well,
that
And like I said earlier, the gift card program or promotion that we're hosting right now is if you buy a gift card, $200 or more. So if you're looking to purchase a computer or something where you know you're, especially Apple, they don't usually have discounts, you'll get a $15 reward card tacked on to that. So you're basically saving $15, and you can use that gift card at the Apple Store. So
for you accountants out there, that's 7.5%. Off of everything at the Manhattan Village Mall. 7.5%. There you
That's
go.
Right.
You know, we learn something new every time we do this show, Jill.
We do. And this one is actually kind of special because I've got some shopping to do at the darn Apple Store.
Yep.
Well, get those
Your favorite
cards.
Place in the world. Now we know what you do when you go on vacation. You visit the Apple stores.
Right.
Go to London and Tokyo and New York and
one of the largest. I think it was one of the largest. And when I say large, I mean twice as large as the one at the Manhattan Village Mall was in South Coast Plaza at one point. It's I think they've moved or downgraded or whatever, but there are a lot of interesting Apple stores.
And wow, that hour just flew.
It did. Thank you so much, Kim Ruggles from Ruggles Events. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Valerie James, Marketing and Specialty Leasing Manager at the Manhattan Village Shopping Center, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We had a fabulous time. I'm sorry?
It was fun.
We had a fabulous time. Thank you for joining us. We look forward to seeing everyone that can make it at the Manhattan Beach Chamber Holiday Mixer this coming Tuesday, December 8th. If you have more information, you can just visit the Chamber website, manhattanbeachchamber.com. And, of course, thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
Oh, boy. Next week is going to be a great week. Have a fantastic weekend. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.